T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Phil, I mean, everybody's still adjusting, but this has the sense of something that can work for a while. How does it work for a long while?
That is to be tested, and they don't have an answer for that, Stan. The question is, how much pressure can people personally and financially take as they try to shelter in place? You know, initially this was sheltering in place was going to extend into the first week in April, and so everybody was sort of geared for that. And I think one of the reasons why they extended it when they did, well, first of all, because of the president, but second of all, you know, they're trying to nudge it forward. They don't want to say something dramatic like it could be 2 months, because people just couldn't necessarily take that kind of pressure. But meanwhile, people are staying at home, but people are still working. They're out on the roads, and it's kind of interesting, you know, what's been deemed as essential and, you know, how it is going forward. A lot of people are out there working. I've noticed it in San Francisco. Each day, another gas station opens, another corner market opens that was closed, people taking on their own initiatives to get out there.
You know, and the kinds of things that don't seem dangerous, let's put it that way, right? Buying some plants at the garden center or getting a load of dirt delivered, guilty as charged on both in the last few days, people are doing.
That's right. Well, if you got that dirt delivered, what's it going for? Is it going for tomatoes, potatoes?
In my family, there's a rich tradition of getting the tomato plants in the ground as soon as you can and then bragging about the first tomato off the vine.
Well, then you're part of the food chain. You see, that's an essential service. You're part of the food, and we still need to get the food, and we need to get it delivered, and we need to get it made, and we need to get it sold, and we need to get it to your house and cooked, and that means your stove has to work. A lot of things like that. There's a couple of the big sort of paradoxes that we're seeing, and that was raised as a concern when London Breed issued the new order here in San Francisco, was, for example, construction. Under the terms of the initial shutdown, it was said construction would stop except for essential construction and housing. Now, housing can, in San Francisco, anybody that knows the buildings here, you know, the first three floors can be offices, and then there's housing on top of that. So what's the housing and what's the office? It was all considered together. A couple of the big landlords, or at least one of them, was also renovating apartments, turning them, upgrading them during this. And that was driving some of the other residents batty because of the constant hammering. So they got in touch with Supervisor Aaron Peskin and started complaining. It's like, what is essential about renovating an apartment? It's not adding any new housing stock. It's not doing that. So we might see some scale back on that. But for the most part, people are still, you know, going around and making do. I talked the other day with a guy by the name of Najib. He's from Tracy, an Uber and Lyft driver. Mm-hmm. Drives in from Tracy every day. He's not picking up passengers anymore, one, because there just aren't any, and two, because he doesn't want to be within 6 feet of anybody because he's got kids back home in Tracy. So every morning he comes in, and he spends the day delivering food and meals, and he's not making much money. He makes about $250 for a 12-hour day and drives back to Tracy. The upside of it all, Stan, that drive back to Tracy is a hell of a lot faster than it was a couple of weeks ago.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.